We're graced by the presence now of a brand new director for the South Dakota Soybean Association, Elk Point, South Dakota farmer Doug Hansen. Hello, Doug.
Hi there. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And have you done many radio interviews now that you got on board?
Yeah, I did a lot of them. I was on the council for 9 years also. So
okay.
I've done quite a few.
Excellent. So I'm not breaking you in or anything.
No.
Oh, good. Yes, council, of course, that's the check-off.
That's a check-off side, research, promotion, and so forth, yeah.
And now the association, that's the grower side.
That's the grower side, that's the membership side, and that's the one that... you know, it does a little more advocacy stuff, and we can do lobbying from that standpoint.
They send you to Pierre.
Well, Pierre and D.C.
And D.C. Yeah. Have you? When you went to D.C. recently, did you talk to? You have to twist any arms about whether it's crop insurance or WOTUS or what's front burner issues for South Dakota Soybean Association?
Well, a lot of the stuff going on in D.C. of course is when the Farm Bureau is being worked on. That's always a deal that comes up quite a bit. But right now, there are so many things going on in soybean politics and so forth that we try to keep our Congress people up to breast of what's going on, you know, whether it's biodiesel, aquaculture, you know, check off things that are taking place there. And then we try to just bring them up to snuff is what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's a big learning curve. I mean, a big challenge there because although Midwestern congressmen and senators, they're on board, but it's the urban ones that need the learning, huh?
Well, it is. And a lot of them, you know, when you mention something like aquaculture, they go, what are you talking about? And, you know, we explain to them that there's been research ongoing for quite a number of years of practicing moving in soybean protein-based for fish meal base, mm-hmm. to diets for aquaculture, and so that kind of rings a bell to them that there are, you know, fish being grown domestically and so forth. So that always brings a bell up. So and biodiesel does the same thing.
Sure.
There's a lot of talk and questions about that. But both of those things, you know, they've been going on for a few years, but there are constantly revolving projects that, you know, you just constantly are pulling in more knowledge and so forth.
Are you familiar with the new shrimp farm in southwest Minnesota, not too far from you?
I talked to the guy, actually. I talked to him probably 2 months ago. And I said, you know, we got some scenarios here we should be working with because we got a great research program going on at Brookings now that's probably been going on, oh, I would say 5 or 6 years now. And I said, you know, we need to get together. So I did mention some names, and I think we're going to eventually try to pull a couple people together there, and hopefully not everybody's going to recreate their wheel on this deal.
Yeah.
And I think there's some complement that we can do with both groups. So.
Yeah, we get more soy meal, again, another use for soybeans.
Absolutely.
South Dakota soybeans.
And it's brand new. I mean, that's a brand new use, you know, so. It's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, and what they're claiming is that their shrimp is going to be healthier, more disease, fewer disease problems, less disease pressure than the stuff that's grown out in the ponds. These are going to be grown indoors in pools, so it's going to be, yeah, really interesting. So,
it is, because they can control the climate, and that feeding area that they will produce with the shrimp in them is all managed, you know.
And we'll have fresh shrimp in the Midwest.
Absolutely. People, they go, where'd this come from? And they'll say, well, northwest or southwest Minnesota. And they'll go, what?
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
so shrimp on the Barbie in January.
That's right.
Yeah. Biodiesel, also a big push for you guys?
Well, we've been trying to push it harder in our state. We've been doing some promotionals in different spots in the state to try to get it exposed more with our consumers, not just farmers, but even, you know, highway traffic and so forth. But, you know, we have worked hard on this, and we got to continue to do it. Some of the other states are, you know, they've got some ups on us as far as mandates and so forth.
Minnesota.
Yeah. And
can you do that in South Dakota, do you think?
I don't know if we could get the climate and peer to listen to that or not,
yeah.
But it would be certainly a nice thing to be able to at least put on the table and talk about it. But, Yeah, we just want to get the product out there more. Yeah. And so
I drive a Cummins into Minnesota and fill up, and there is no difference.
No, and, you know, we just, my farm right now is running 20% blends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think that if we can get a little bit more out there, get people interested, I think that, you know, when they can look at a domestically homegrown type of fuel, it always wakes people up when you do that. So
again, your efforts as a grower organization, when it comes to the renewable fuel standard, has that, because ethanol is a big challenge. How about biodiesel?
Well, you know, the two are really apples and oranges as far as how they're created and so forth. So we haven't gotten the exposure ethanol's got because, of course, they run billions more gallons than we do. We're probably at about 2.1 billion this year. But, you know, the whole thing of biodiesel came out of a byproduct of soybean crush. Mm-hmm. And that oil just kept getting stored and stored and packed away and packed away. And finally, the research began to get make a use for that. And so we're actually taking a product that nobody wanted, didn't have a use for it, and we're turning it into a fuel. So it's a little bit different than the whole ethanol program, but we don't, you know, we just don't quite get the exposure that ethanol's gotten in the past.
How do you get more exposure?
Well, like we're doing right now in our state, we took three truck stops, and we do these promotionals. We help them with even the purchase of equipment to handle the product, because it, you know, it has to be separated off, and that's one of the things we're trying to do now. We got about two more years on this project that we're trying to get this pushed through, and we're hoping we can get some more success out of it.
So there is a South Dakota program for helping truck stops put in new pumps and things like that. Huh?
Right.
All right. Well, where do they get more information on that?
They just call the office in Sioux Falls at South Dakota Soybean.org, and that's they can or just call the office. You know, we've got one full time staffer that deals mostly with biodiesel. So
excellent.
Yeah.
All right, Doug Hansen, South Dakota Soybean Association director now, and last question on last week's USDA report: acreage in South Dakota for soybeans. What I didn't check. What happened?
I didn't check.
Oh, okay.
I saw the national numbers, but I didn't check on South Dakota itself. All I know is everything came in yields and acres, you know, more than they had projected, and so it'll be a marketing challenging year.
Again. Yeah. Here we go, another year. Around Elk Point, South Dakota, you were late planting in the spring, I would guess.
Yes, I've been farming for a long time, and this is probably one of our second, at least, late springs we ever had. You know, we usually got corn punched in by the end of April.
Yeah.
And beans are usually punched in by first week in May.
Yeah.
And this
because
year.
Because you can.
Yeah. And this year, I think we finished beans about the 12th of June, something like that.
Yeah.
Did you
call some guys in North Dakota, say, how you guys do that up there?
Well, I know some people in the northeast part of South Dakota that, you know, that things were going good for them. But, we had some challenges.
Yeah, Brookings up to Britain. That's the Goldilocks territory this year. So, well, great to visit with you, Doug. Thank you for the work you do, a long time involvement in leadership for soybeans in South Dakota. So thanks for the work you do, and we'll check in with you again.
It was fun to be with you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.